March 3, 1919, the terrestrial Eden and the divine Eden. Continuing in my usual state, I was all immersed in the divine volition, and my always lovable Jesus came and pressed me to his heart, telling me, "You are my firstborn daughter of my will. How dear and precious you are in my eyes. I will keep you so guarded that, if in creating man I prepared a terrestrial Eden, for you I have prepared a divine Eden. If in the terrestrial Eden the union between the first ancestors was human, and I gave them the most beautiful delights of the earth for their enjoyment, while they enjoyed me at intervals, in the divine Eden the union is divine. I will make you enjoy the most beautiful celestial delights, and you will enjoy me as much as you want. Even more, I will be your life, and we will share the contentments, the joys, the sweetnesses and, if needed, also the pains." The enemy had access to the terrestrial Eden, and the first sin was committed. In the divine Eden, entrance is precluded to the devil, to passions and to weaknesses. Even more, he does not want to enter, knowing that my will would burn him more than the very fire of hell. And upon merely feeling the sensation of my will, the enemy flees. In my will you will give a start to the first acts in the divine manner, acts which are immense, eternal, infinite, and embrace everything and everyone. And I, interrupting Jesus, said, "Jesus, my love, the more you speak about this divine will, the more I become confused and fearful, and I feel such annihilation as to feel destroyed, and therefore unable to correspond to your designs." And he, all goodness, added, "It is my will that destroys the human in you. And instead of fearing, you should fling yourself into the immensity of my will. My designs upon you are high, noble and divine. The very work of creation, oh! How it remains behind this work of calling you to live in the divine will, to live not a human, but a divine life. This is a greater outpouring of my love. It is my love constrained by creatures, and unable to contain it any longer. I pour it out in torrents upon one who loves me. And in order to be sure that my love is not rejected and beaten up, I call you in my will, so that neither you nor what is mine may remain without their full effect, and fully defended. My daughter, do not sadden the work of your Jesus with your fears, and continue the flight there where I call you."